I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Okay, we just.
Sorry, I just almost fell out of this f***ing chair. Well, you know what? That's a good way to kick off the episode.
That is the appropriate reaction. Guys, wow. We have just been on an emotional roller coaster, the three of us. There are things we learned about our show for the first time. There were cringes and cries and revelations, honestly, in episode 12. Crash course in polite conversation. It was a crash, all right. This show aired originally on February 3rd, 2004. Ooh, we were into winter shooting and my God, it was cold.
Oh yeah.
And this one, if you recall, is about after the last episode where Larry comes home and Peyton gets time with her dad. In this one, she receives the devastating news that her dad is lost at sea. And she and Lucas take a trip to Hilton Head, South Carolina, to identify a body that has washed ashore, which turns into an overnight. And oh, goodness. Oh, and man. If that wasn't enough drama, Nathan's grandparents come to town, don't know Deb and Dan are separated, and secrets start to be spilled.
Woo! Grandma and Grandpa coming to town was a revelation for me.
Majorly, we learned things we did not know.
Majorly, pardon the pun, because we had Major Dad Gerald McCraney.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know. I set it up and I didn't even know.
Okay, wait, I have to say how excited I was because I was a huge Major Dad fan and he was married to Delta Burke and I was a big Designing Women fan. Oh, and yes. Gerald McCraney was like a household name in my home growing up. And when they told me, and Tess Harper too, by the way, from Little Girl Lost. Remember that movie, that like Lifetime movie in the 80s that everybody watched?
She is an icon.
Yes. Yeah. When they told me Tess Harper and Gerald McCraney were playing Nathan's grandparents and that I got to work, I lost my mind.
Dressed up for dinner.
I was so excited. And the first scene when I got to work with him was the dinner party. And I just remember walking in and like seeing him sitting there at the dinner table waiting for our blocking rehearsal. And I was just speechless. I was so starstruck.
How was it? Like, could he tell that you were geeking out?
I don't know. I mean, he was lovely. Both of them were so, so sweet and smart. And I loved just listening to their ideas on the scene and hearing the way that they spoke up about their thoughts on their characters, even though they were jumping in as a guest star, which, you know, a lot of younger people, when they come in as a guest star, they're scared to have ideas on shows because we're new and we just want to get along with everybody. And seeing the way of a vet like walks into a room and is like, no, I'm taking up space here. You hired me for a reason. I have ideas. Let's talk about them. It was like so baller. So anyway, I just loved them.
I feel like Joy as your friend and Hill, I'm sure you saw this too.
Yes,
there's the shot when Haley walks in with Nathan and sees Royal. And I was like, that's Joy. That is Joy losing her mind that it's Gerald McCraney. You.
I want to know like Joy when they announced the blocking and they're like, all right, we're going to have Haley sit next to Royal. Uh-huh. Like I can just feel like the excitement there. But yeah, I can handle that. Of course.
Mom, I'm sitting next to Major Dad. This is so cool.
Also saw Joy, you empowered as an actress a little bit more in this episode through your wardrobe because your outfit at that dinner felt like Haley's had to wear a bunch of goofy shit on this show.
Yeah.
You know? And you came to impress your boyfriend's family. And I'm sure it helped that you were also like game to impress these like totally awesome guest stars.
Yeah.
Do you remember picking that outfit? Because it is like gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah, it was very sort of, I guess it was kind of 60s, that outfit. I don't remember specifically the fitting, although it does make sense to me that it would have been, it's the first time we see Haley really dressed up for anything.
Your hair was curled.
My hair was curled. She had a little extra makeup on. She really went out of her way. And a vintage vibe on Haley makes a lot of sense. And what I liked about this too, which you were saying that she's, it was empowering as an actress, but I think it was more just that Haley was really getting to, I've been watching her come into her own over the course of the last 12 episodes and seeing that she is trying to figure out who she is like we all did in high school. And I'm enjoying that journey for her. Like, do I wear weird hats? Is that who I am? Do I get dressed up in vintage vibes? Like, is this who I am? You know, just experimenting with all that fun stuff that you do in high school. I think Haley really gets to, because clearly Peyton and Lucas in this storyline are doing all the grown-up stuff, like all the scandalous grown-up stuff. And I think throughout at least the beginning of the show, the first couple of seasons, Haley definitely gets to be sort of the stereotypical high school girl that people can relate to in that way.
We do get to live vicariously through Haley. Whereas like Brooke knows who she is. Like Brooke is wearing juicy suits from A to Z.
Yeah.
You know?
She's solid. Yeah.
Figured it out. Okay. It didn't even register with me until you just said episode 12. Like, if this was a show that was on air today, this would be the end of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nobody goes past 12 episodes really anymore. So this would be the cliffhanger where everyone's like, wah, wah, wah. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
So the fact that we're only halfway through season one.
Can you believe 22 episodes? It's so many shows.
I mean, and guys, we went on in later seasons to do 23 and 24. I mean, we did full years of shooting. It was so wild. And God, yeah, I just remember, you know, our whole storyline before you guys go on your road trip, Hill, revolved around us, you know, fixing up your dad's old car. God, and I remember when they pulled the cover off that thing. I'm such a gearhead, and I was like, oh my God, what's happening? I was so excited. And then I had to be like, you can fix the starter, right? Like, act like such a ding-dong. But I loved seeing that because I had such a sense memory of how cold we were.
Yeah.
And I remember those nights out with that Corvette and you and I huddled in the car under down jackets trying to get warm before they'd take them away. And we'd have to just like be in our t-shirts.
Winter in Wilmington. What an introduction.
We thought like it's the South. It's the South. Surely it will be 90 degrees all year long. wrong. It is so wet and so cold in the winter because that wind chill is brutal.
Yeah. I mean, you're from Virginia, Hill, and I was Texas and New Jersey. But, well, Texas being the South in the winter, I knew that it was going to be cold. And I'm sure you did, too, from Virginia. But because it was a coastal town and we were on the water, it was a different kind of cold.
Like all the scenes where you can see our love handles, right?
Yeah.
I remain so, I'm like, can I get a coat that covers my ass? Like all my body heat goes out through my back and my butt. And I just remember like that constant fight of, can I get a coat that covers my ass?
Please, a jacket. Please, please, please. Yeah.
So, I want to talk about my first question in this episode was, why do you think Brooke so casually backed out and let Peyton and Lucas go on this road trip, and not just let, but like volunteered, like, hey, you two go ahead and go without any reservation or concern. Or I was like, wow.
I mean, again, I think it's a device. Like we talked about how earlier in the season, Brooke was made a device for conflict at the party.
Yeah.
In this episode, this road trip is the device. But I think what I liked about it, because I'd been clamoring for, you know, her motivation, who she really is, why does she behave the way she behaves? And I think after the last episode where she says, this is what I think is happening. I think he's basically dating us both. And Peyton says, no, you need to trust yourself. He picked you and I love you. I think she's really trying to lean into that. I think she's trying to trust her best friend. And I think she's trying to trust her boyfriend. And I think as we're getting to learn her motivations, she's learning about herself too. And I remember thinking, well, as we watched it, it's such a moment of self-awareness to say, I'm really not good in a crisis. And it, you know, essentially if it's your dad, I'm going to lose it and you're going to have to take care of me. And that's completely inappropriate.
Right. Wow.
You know, I was like, wow. Like,
yeah,
I loved that she was willing to admit that and be honest about her fear and say, like, the thing I'm going to be really good at is sitting here and answering the phone and holding it down. Like, I trust you guys. And it,
that's awesome.
And I think knowing what was coming, I had to lean into it extra because we knew that the whole point was we'd get to a betrayal.
It pains me to see how inclusive Brooke is in this episode. It's like, oh, we're going to be on a date together. Like, let's spend some quality time together. Fixing Peyton's dad's car, you know, like, let's go to Peyton's house. Let's check up on her. Let's, you know, like, she got the memo that Peyton was feeling weird. She misinterpreted it as like, oh, you're feeling like a third wheel. Let me just overcompensate, which is so noble and so sweet and so endearing. And like, did we not watch these episodes when we filmed them? I guess not.
Guys, I don't think so. Because look, I mean, if you look at the episode, look how many nights we were shooting.
Yeah.
We weren't home when these episodes were airing, so we wouldn't see them.
Your TiVo. No. We had TiVo, but I would honestly, like,
What were you, yeah, rich?
I didn't want to go home and watch the show. I wanted to go home and watch I Love Lucy or like whatever the new thing was that was on, you know, some big fancy show. I was sick of us because I was with us all day.
But all these years later, I'm not sick of us. Now no,
more,
I love
more,
us.
More.
Now I can't get enough of us.
No, but it's, I think we all had these moments in this episode where we were like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, revelatory stuff.
We all missed the Dan Scott memo. Oh. So let's address, so Danny, when his mom shows up calling him Danny at the beginning of this episode, and it's Danny's birthday, and then Gerald McRaney comes in and checks on Karen. Like, these are all things that I don't remember. Like, him checking up on Karen is indicative of something really, I don't know, subversive going on for the last, you know, how old are the kids? 16 years old?
Yeah. Yeah, it made me wonder, like, has he been helping to pay for Lucas's
future?
Has he been, I mean, why is he in touch with Karen? And he said it's an old friend. And he said it sincerely. So it wasn't like he was, it wasn't ominous. It was like they actually are in touch. But that makes sense for some narcissistic patriarch to be like trying to puppet things and pulling strings in all directions too.
Well, and I wondered in that moment, because Dan and Karen were together in high school.
Yes.
So Dan would have been living with Royal. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of a relationship Royal had with Karen? Was he mad at Dan for leaving Karen? Did he feel like his son slighted this girl? It launched me into 1,000 questions.
Well, he's also like a great looking man. And sometimes great looking men just like to be adored. And so it makes sense that he would sit next to cute little Haley in her cute little sweater at dinner. Mm-hmm. It makes sense that he was probably on friendly terms with Karen when she was the cute little girl in a cute little sweater. Mm-hmm. You know, there is that nostalgia that certain people carry because he married his cute little wife who probably wore a cute little sweater once. And so those kinds of patterns of, I don't know, machismo make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know that he, I was just thinking about what you were saying about him being there when Karen and Dan were together. And I don't know that he would have supported their relationship. Mm-hmm. But I could see his character encouraging Dan to break up with her, but then feeling guilty about it. And so like making up for it by staying in touch with Karen and trying to pay for Lucas in some way or something. I don't know. Did we ever solve this mystery? Does it come up in future episodes?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I guess we're going to have to watch.
I don't know.
I am realizing though in this moment where I'm like, oh man, this is a place where Brooke and I are really actually so similar that I didn't see then. But you being like, it's so sweet and noble. She's trying to include her. And I'm like, what do you think he would have been so mad at his son for being a bad guy? And I'm like, God damn it. This is why I've gotten myself into so much trouble, because I'm like, no, it has to be the best version of the situation. Everybody's being nice. And
you are an eternal optimist, Sophia. That is real life. Just oh no, his intentions are totally pure.
No, this person's being sweet. Damn it.
It's striking that they cast someone that looks enough like Barbara. So, you know, Tess and Barbara have a very similar style in this show. Yeah. And it makes sense that when faced with a choice, Danny goes with the girl that looks like his mom, especially if he's trying to win his dad's approval.
And similar personalities, too. I mean, if you slap a Southern accent on Barb, you've got there's a pretty similar vibe going on there. Tough lady.
Yeah. It's true. It was also a very cool choice, I think, on the part of both our hair and makeup departments and wardrobe to style them in the same way. The morning after the big dinner, they're both in the kitchen wearing these like eggplant purple shirts.
Do we think it was on purpose, though?
Honestly,
do we think it was on purpose? Or do you think, remember, we had such limited resources in season one?
We had limited resources, but guys, I remember I remember all the way back to the beginning, there were very conscious conversations about the colors that people were put in. I wore a lot of black and red and bold colors because Brooke was like a bad girl. Hill, if you notice, like you were wearing a lot of white and black and that like sage green, and they would always
put a lot of green.
They'd always put Chad in that blue version of a sage green. I don't know what that's called. It's like a cadet blue or something.
Heather blue.
There it is. And like, so there were all these choices about what the colors that the characters were wearing represented.
And then they put joy in like every fucking color all at the same time.
Yeah, it was incredible. You were like a color wheel.
Exactly. Every leftover color goes on joy.
But yeah, I do. I think it was on purpose. And like you said, even when you see them at the dinner party, they kind of blew out Barbara's hair to be a little fuller, like Tess's hair, you know, so that Mrs. Scott Sr. and Mrs. Scott Jr. look very, very alike. I thought that was really smart. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Oh boy. Well, when I moved to Nashville, the first thing I did was get on Wayfair and get one of them professional accounts so that I could order everything. Because let me tell you how many things in my house are from Wayfair. So many things. And it's so fun. There's so many options. It's whimsical. If you need modern, if you need old, they have everything.
I love that I can put all the things I need in my shopping cart and then see them all together. And it's just, you can see what the whole room's going to look like. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor.
And starting May 4th, you can get up to 80% off site-wide during Way Day, which is their biggest sale of the year. Did you also know they have like a digital room designer on their website? You can put things in your cart and then add them into this fake version of your house, and you can look at the things that you want in your house and see what it looks like. It's amazing. The selection is huge.
Obsessed.
It's their biggest sale of the year, as we said. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Huge selection. Home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art, and it's all on sale.
Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or your budget. So preview the Way Day deals and start filling up your cart today. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything for your home. Way Day runs from May 4th through the 6th. Head to wayfair.com now to preview the deals and start filling your cart. That is WAYFAIR.com.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure, and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey guys, it's Jana Kramer. The iHeartRadio Music Festival is back. Join us for the official iHeartRadio Music Festival pre-show podcast hosted by me, Jana Kramer. It's going to be a blast, and we will have all your favorite celebrities and artists joining, such as Chrissy Metz, Debbie Gibson, Joey McIntyre, Donny Osmond, 98 Degrees, Teddy Mellencamp, and so many more. Get your tickets today at onlocationlive.com. Let's get lucky.
I loved seeing Dan as a teenage boy.
Yeah.
And I really thought Paul did a nice job with making those choices and how quickly he switched from big alpha tough guy into submissive teenage boy. Yes. As soon as his dad showed up. And even yes. At the dinner table, like when Deb was talking and he just looked at her and gave her this look with like wide eyes and then like looked at his parents and like, come on, stop. Don't throw me out of the bus.
My dad's going to
so
see.
So sweet, but really good performance. It was so sharp.
Paul turned in an extraordinary performance in this episode, given that he was also really ill. Yeah. And he got super sick during this episode, during that dinner party, and no one would know. Like, we even forgot because his performance is so strong. And then I was like, wait a second. They had to shoot this scene really weird because Paul had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, something was up.
He's able to focus in a way that's really respectable. And I think that's why they threw in that line at the beginning of the dinner party scene. Did you hear Tess say, you look sick, Danny, which could just be your dad's here and you're stressed out. But I also think part of it was coverage because he was like sweating profusely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He just used it. That's acting, kids. We're just going to use what we got.
He is a trooper. He is nothing if not professional and, make sure that he can push through. And he's like, refuses to take anyone's pity.
No,
I kind of love that about him.
I know. And because he's such a bear, but he's so tender.
I know.
There's like nothing better than being protected by Paul Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this is so lovely. And so in a moment where he needed support, I think it's so sweet that the whole crew and all of you guys who were in that scene really stepped up to make sure you could shoot him out and he could go to the hospital. I mean, because this is the reality of our job. It kind of doesn't matter if you're sick. You've got to get the shots. And that can be really detrimental to people. And so, you know, you guys doing the wide shots that included everyone and then doing all of Paul's coverage and then having Jim, who worked in the prop department, step in.
Was it Craig? Who sat in for him? Do you remember?
I feel like it was Jim Nelson.
I think it was Jim Nelson. And just the thought that, you know, everyone would do that is, I really think it speaks to the sort of generosity of spirit of our crew.
Yeah, which, it was a family.
Yeah, it was so special.
By this point, this was the last episode we shot before Christmas break.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because then we all took off for like 3 weeks or a month and came back and Paul was better. And it was like, oh, thank God. But no one really knew how sick he'd been. It was kind of a revelation when we came back in January, which makes it even more interesting to watch this episode and be like, God,
he just knocked it out. I mean, and even the scenes, obviously the dinner scenes are so A, impressive because of his performance, and B, extra impressive because you know what he was dealing with. But that scene in the dealership when Gerald Royal, Dan's dad, comes in and starts kind of riding him and jabbing at him with his accomplishments in front of the customer, and then, you know, punches him and says, oh, look, you're still fit. You go, oh, my God, this is who Dan is with Nathan. Yeah. And it's who Royal is with Dan. And you realize these relationships have just generationally mirrored. And it's like,
and big revelation for Nathan, too, to be to experience that in that like real time, to hear that come to light like that.
I wrote this line down, Joy, because it was my favorite line of the episode when Nathan's apologizing that Haley like witnessed all that at the dinner. And Haley says, it's okay. It helped me understand you. Like bearing witness to someone else's mess is the most intimate thing you can do, because without having to discuss it to death, you understand the person so much more. And Haley being the one person that can bear witness to what Nathan's going through is so sweet. I mean, we've all watched each other in real life deal with some like terribly messy things. And I think that's why we're friends 20 years later.
Yeah.
You know,
Haley also had my favorite line of the episode, because Nathan goes, and because she says, you know, now you know the truth. And Nathan goes, yeah, I just don't know what to do with it. And Haley goes, okay.
Okay.
That was perfect.
It was so funny.
But like, also, how impressive, how good at boundaries she is. She's like, okay, well, good luck with that. I'm going to go do my life now.
She had a curfew, man. She's like, look, my parents are going to start flipping the porch light in like 2 seconds.
No codependence here. Like, she just showed up. She was at the dinner party. Like, oh, his knees are great. You know,
and then amazing.
Like, speaking up, try to like help everybody be fine. And then goes, take some, you know, he drops her off home. And yeah, well, good luck with your problem. Thank you for allowing me to witness that. And, you know, hope that goes well for you. Good night.
Let me know how it works out.
Wow. I mean, is that just like being a part of a really big family that you naturally, I mean, because I am an only child and I have no experience with that. That's so foreign to me that a young woman would be that confident and have those boundaries.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not that person. I'm the one that's like, cool, let's sit here on the porch for 3 hours while you talk it out, you know?
Yep. Totally. Yeah. I know it's 4 a.m. and I have to do something early, but sure. What else do you need?
Yeah. Same. Who knew that we should have been taking lessons from the Haley playbook and setting boundaries for ourselves, girls.
Okay. We all need to get okay tattooed.
And then the kiss here, that killed me, because you go, okay. And then you give him a kiss like on this funny side part of the mouth face. You didn't kiss him. You gave him like a boop, and then you walked away. And I was like, God, it's delicious.
Do you think in this moment that Haley is like reconsidering? She's like, oh, there's like 3 bad generations of this mess. Like, do I want to be Deb?
I think that's a legitimate question. That's I don't know. I don't think I thought of that in the moment, but if I were Haley now, I certainly would be thinking.
Well, I think as adult women, we can't help but think about that now, because we're old enough that we've looked at our young selves, why we were the way we were, what we carried, what we learned consciously and unconsciously. Like, we can therapize. And now we're like, well, you know, she's looking at this generational inherited bullshit, wondering if she's going to be Deb Scott. And it's like, maybe she wasn't when she was 16, but we are in this moment.
Yeah, 100%. Peyton doesn't have a generational thing to look to. And so I think that is... This episode was really difficult for me because I felt like Peyton had already had to deal with so many of these like major traumatic, like sad things. It's like the whole, you know, my mom is dead and now my best friend's kissing his boy. And like every episode, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger with the Peyton trauma. And so when I got the script that it was like, my dad is what now? Like he's what? I hadn't experienced in real life like a major like panic inducing loss like that. Like my pastor had passed away, you know, and that was someone who I really respected a lot, but it wasn't my dad. And so I was just like, is this just to get me to cry again? Like, I don't know how many times I can do this. Cause you feel like you're going to run out of ammo or run out of steam if you just do it every single episode.
Yeah.
And so that whole thing was so hard because in between scenes, Sophia and Chad could be like fun, you know, like you guys could be having fun. And I would have to just like sit in a corner and like eat Altoids and, you know,
and listen to sad like songs.
Menthol and sad songs and try to stay sad.
Oh,
I thought you made a really interesting choice in this episode, actually, as an actor, because you had been doing so many episodes, sullen and depressed and struggling. And that's what was written for you. So that's what you were doing. And in this episode, you leaned into the vulnerability and it softened you. And even though you were sad, it wasn't the kind of sad that we've been watching you do. It was a much softer little girl, vulnerable, warm. It was like really seeing Peyton warm, I think for the first time.
The whole redemption thing. They're like, everyone hates you. We're gonna take away your dad now.
What I thought was so interesting, though, is that in the last episode, I felt like we started to see you that way. There was something so beautiful about Larry, Peyton's dad, coming in.
Yes.
And we got to see you be this little girl.
Yeah.
And really feel her being 16. And what it led me to see or believe was that this girl who's 16, who lives alone, the angst that teenagers experience could also be armor for Peyton. This girl kind of out there alone in the world. And then as soon as her dad came back, she got to soften exactly what Joy's saying. It was so tender and sweet. I remember having a thought during this being like, God, that's why I think they leaned into like Peyton in pain, because the way you played it was so genuine and beautiful and it made me love you so much. And so I think that they took that moment and really made this new freedom, this new emotional vulnerability, this young girl, they were like, and maybe we'll take it all away. And as an audience member, I mean, I did this episode with you and watching it now, it wounded me so much thinking like, please don't hurt this little girl.
That you guys are both being incredibly generous. Thank you. But the thing that's really hard for me in this episode is that like we were trying to age Peyton down, right? And show like, this is a kid. She's just a kid, you know? She's a kid that lives alone. And like, but then to take it from like, this is a kid to now we're going to do some sexy time bounce, stuff.
Bow, bow.
Girl, make it make sense.
Oh my God.
Come on now.
Joy, I just almost spit water out of my nose.
It's so ridiculous. We were all like mouths agape just watching this. Like she goes back to the motel, finds the bracelet. And I couldn't fathom because I don't remember what was going to happen. So I was like, why are they going back to this motel? I mean, I loved that set. It was a beautiful set, but beautiful. I just couldn't figure out like, for what reason did they make her have the bracelet back in the motel? That seems like such a strange
scene choice. Okay, yeah. She finds the bracelet. She's sad. Like, oh, all right.
We never see the bracelet again.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden he's taking his shirt off and he's looking at you like, come here, baby. Yeah. And it was so gross.
It was gross to me. It started in the fittings because I was like, what? And they're like, he's going to take your shirt off. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I'm going to keep a tank top on. Right. And they're like, okay, fine. We'll make Chad take his shirt off. You know, for as much complaining as I've done about us having to like get naked, the boys also had to get naked all the time. So, you know, it was fair. But I was like, no, I'm going to wear a tank top. So Chad trying to figure out which layer to grab because I'm actually wearing three shirts.
Yeah.
So him trying to figure that out was a big pain in the ass. But the way they described it to me to make it make sense still doesn't make any sense to me. I think they knew that Sandra Bullock was my hero. She's always been my hero. We're from Northern Virginia. Like, I remember like reading Good Housekeeping as a kid because she was on the cover. And I was like, yeah. I just love her so much. And I was told that this was like the movie Speed, where you've been through this traumatic thing with someone and there's so much pent up angst that you can't help but fall into each other's arms at the end of it. And as a 21-year-old, I was like, okay, sure. You know, I guess it took a lot of convincing. As an almost 40-year-old, I'm like, bullshit. When I've had a bad day, don't touch me. I've been through something emotional. Yeah, hard pass. I'm Keith Scott. Just with like the glass of brown liquor, just like no one talk to me, no one touch
me. Also, Speed is like full of adrenaline. Like, of course they're gonna, you know, it's like the release of all the adrenaline. That's not the grief of pulling back a sheet on a corpse and thinking it might be your parent.
By the way, even though it's not your parent, you just looked at a dead body. Like I can't think of anything grosser.
And by the way, this person, Barry, this plot line was one of your dad's coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Like, hello?
What was happening?
Never acknowledged again.
How long it had been in the water? I mean, it's just so inappropriate on so many levels.
I'm gonna call lazy writing on that one. I think they definitely could have done better.
We need Peyton and Lucas to kiss again.
It's time.
How do we make it even crazier than the last time?
But look, you never know what's going on in a writer's room because they could have had a completely different plan, and that, you know how sometimes the rewrites would come in or whatever. I don't know if you remember how far in advance you had this, but it's totally possible they had a different plan and then they got, you know, Gossip Girl did something scandalous, got a bunch of ratings, and then the network called and was like, we need more sex in this episode. And then, you know, somebody was forced to make it up. So, you know, in the defense of some of the writers in the room, you never quite know what's going on or where it's coming from.
And I will say, too, that's a great point, Joy, because a lot of our writers were young. Yeah. A lot of our writers didn't have, you know, tons of experience on other shows. And I think there is something really interesting about even how they explained it to you, Hill. This is not an uncommon device on screen.
No.
Two people have this really intense emotional experience and then they hook up.
It's like why there's slut cops in every TV show. Slut cops is the name of a TV show I want to do, right? Because let's get down to it. So you know this.
Wow.
We're going to catch some bad guys and then I'm going to lick your face. Yeah.
The idea that a woman
processes trauma through her sexuality is not something that I necessarily align with, but maybe some people do, you know?
Well, yeah, everybody has different experiences, expressions, like, sure, I bet we could have a really interesting conversation with some women about this. I'm more in your camp where I'm like, I've had a really bad day. I either want the world's most platonic hug, even if it's from my partner, or I want to be left alone and get under a gravity blanket. And they would be like, no, this hugs me and no one else talk to me.
Girl, gravity blanket sounds pleasing.
Oh.
I think, the reason it felt out of place to me is because when I want comfort is when I'm feeling trauma, like I need comfort because something's wrong. But in this episode, everything had kind of just been fixed. Like,
yeah.
She, you know, everything was okay now.
Oh. interesting.
So it felt like it just felt like a bad timing to me. It would have made way more sense in the room the night before for her to be crying, for him to be comforting her. She rolls over like it's just a hug. Yeah. And then it just sort of happens in bed. Like that feels much more of a natural transition rather than like everything's better now.
Well, I think they were trying to do a bait and switch. Like they wanted people to think it was going to happen that night and then it didn't. And then it's like, OK, we're in the clear. And then it was like supposed to be a sneak attack. I think this episode was really well written for all the Dan Scott stuff.
Yes.
And I think, you know, like Peyton constantly being faced with trauma is like a hard line to walk. But OK, we're walking it and we're getting through it. Some people are cursed. She's a cursed human. It's just the let's make her younger to then have her do some like much older stuff and shoot it in a way that is kind of graphic. It's not graphic for cable, but if these were real life 16-year-olds playing these parts, you couldn't do that.
Yeah, no way.
It'd be very, very frowned upon. So it just feels weird that people want to see pretend 16-year-olds get down. I don't want to. 16-year-olds aren't sexy, man.
I know. My favorite part of that was when your hair got stuck on his necklace. I was like, that's real.
How can we awkward this up? I leaned into the awkward of that for sure.
Oh, but that was great. And I will. I don't know. Thinking about it, I get the device. It does work. The point is that there is a connection between these people and that figuring out, you know, love and relationships at 16 is really messy. And there was no reason you had to pull your clothes off. You could have just been making out.
That's bad enough, right?
Yeah. It's bad enough.
For high school.
It's that, you know, we've talked about it multiple times. I'm sure that's what initially came in and they're like, let's turn it up to 11. There's always that, like, let's add a Brooke pervert comment. Let's, you know, we're going to put Haley in a hat and then we're going to turn Peyton up to 11.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think
a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Yes, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Everyone, we have news.
Hi, we're doing a virtual event in September in honor of One Tree Hill
Day. Yes, we are. Yeah, 9/23. Everyone in the OTH fam knows it's our favorite day. And this event is also going to benefit one of our favorite groups. Us ladies are raising money for Kind Campaign because they do incredible work in schools to end bullying. And honestly, our Tree Hill High School needed that.
Yes, ma'am.
For sure.
Yes, ma'am. So there is a lot of information forthcoming, but check out loopedlive.com. They have everything right there and more info will be added soon. So we can't wait to see you guys.
See you on OTH Day.
The Drama Queens are coming to you live from the iconic Beverly Hilton Hotel. That's loopedlive.com for tickets.
Do you guys remember your like, you know, when you're first in high school and you're starting to make out with boys and stuff? Do you remember how awkward it was, though? And how, like, you didn't know what to, you were trying to kind of copy the things you saw in the movie and shows like ours. And, but, you know, it always felt so, I mean, gosh, I remember one of my first French kisses. I think it was my first French kiss. It was this really rich boy in our neighborhood. I was kind of like the poor girl from the wrong side of the tracks. Like, my house is across the street from the highway and
nice.
directly, you know, and, but there was this boy in my neighborhood that lived in, Upper Saddle River, which was like, you know, within walking distance of where I was in Waldwick, New Jersey. And,
you're making it sound like Pretty in Pink. Like, yeah. You're Andy.
Well, he took me on a date to the Bubble Lounge, and I was 17. He took me to the Bubble Lounge in Manhattan. He like had a car that drove us there. Like, they had a driver. Sorry, I'm going way off. But anyway, that was we got into the Champagne Lounge, and like, I was like, oh my, this was the first time I was ever drunk. You know, I drank two glasses of champagne in one sitting, thinking I don't feel anything, and then I stood up and the whole room just like shifted into place.
I turned my head. God.
But sorry, I'm digressing. But anyway,
I want to know everything.
And then the next day or the next week or something, whatever, when we hung out again, we were hanging out in his basement and there was a game show on TV. I think it was Jeopardy or something. And we're sitting on the couch and he starts to kiss me. And he was kissing all around. He like licked all around my mouth. It was like
he licked your whole face.
It was like a whole face kiss all over. And you know, sweet boy, I mean, we didn't know what we were doing, but I definitely was like, I think whatever we're doing, this isn't it.
Tell us his name later, because I need to Google this person.
Okay, I'll tell you later. Yes. I'll tell you. No, I wouldn't couldn't tell. But I just remember now, looking back at that, I'm going, just gosh, it was so awkward. You know, you don't know what you're doing. You're just trying. Like, is this what we do? We just mash our faces together. I don't know. You know, so sweet.
I remember, like, I was a very late bloomer and I didn't start kissing till very late in the game. And then once I did, right, like senior year, summer after senior year, I remember it being like a great thrill to teach boys who hadn't kissed anyone really how to do it. Like, that was like a thing where I was like, I am going to educate some boys so that we go off into the world and make it a happier, gentler place.
Amazing.
Yeah. I loved being like, let's slow this down. Come on. Bring it in. Gently. Wow. Gently.
You've done your duty for society.
That's it. I'm done. I put my time in. Congratulations, girls.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. No, I mean, I feel lucky. I learned to kiss from a good kisser. I mean, that's a nice thing to be able to look back and say. I think some of the kissing on this show was not my finest work because I was so scared that there's like a camera right there. You
it's
know,
so
like
so weird.
And it's like these first season kisses were my first time ever doing that, like, without actually kissing. It's like a fake kiss, you know? So there's no tongue, and your natural, like, muscle memory is to, like, kiss with tongue, because that's what you've been doing. And so in this
it's so
world,
weird.
It's like so guppies, weird. Man. You're, like, just guppies, like, you know? Just, it was so gross and weird.
I was doing a pilot. I played Paul Sorvino's daughter in a pilot when I was 14.
Wow. Cool.
And it was called Burning Down the House or something before the movie with Steve Martin came out. My character, Paul Sorvino, had three daughters. And my character had to make out with a boy on the couch for like a whole scene while someone else is talking, you know, so it's a sitcom. So the other person's talking and they keep looking back at us and we're just like still, you know, mashing each other's snogging. So
you were 14?
I was 14. I might've been 15, but it was, I mean, I was young and I was supposed to play this teenager and the girl, Gina, oh gosh, I can't remember her last name, but she was so lovely and she played my older sister. And
I remember just sitting down with her because we had done the blocking rehearsal, but you don't really kiss in blocking rehearsal. You're not supposed to kiss in blocking rehearsal.
You're not
supposed to. And you just sort of like lean in and like, you know, we're here.
You like put your faces side by side.
Exactly. Thank you.
You do a little cheek touch.
Cheek to cheek. But I sat down next to her. I went to her dressing room. I remember knocking on her door and being like, I've never done an on-camera kiss before. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what we're supposed to do. And Gina was so sweet. I'm going to look up her last name. I don't know why it's escaping me. It's my bad memory. But she was like, oh, no problem. She sat me down and she just walked me through all of it. You know, it's kind of like you want to open your mouth and just press it up against each other. And you sort of like catch each other's lips a little bit, but you don't want to put your tongue in each other's mouth. So it just, you want to make it look like you're French kissing, but you're not actually. She was really sweet. So that's what I learned to do.
Listen, we all have to learn from somebody. It is an awkward thing to watch back in retrospect.
It's so uncomfortable. I will say nothing gives me a greater giggle than when the three of us are on these Zooms together and kissing scenes come up for any of us. And we're all just like cringing and covering our faces with our hands. Like, we're so horrified. And I don't know. I find it funny.
Hill, she did a movie with Jeff. It was like some horror movie in a cabin with Eric Palladino. And I'm pretty sure Jeff was in it.
Well, then I'm pretty sure Jeff kissed her too. Because...
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Oh, you'll know real when you get it because it'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you will feel it.
Ooh, maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
And when it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts.
Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back.
Yeah, because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Guys, we have some listener questions, and I really feel like I need to ask Samantha's question to the group because it's about this. Oh. She says, how do you separate acting feelings from real ones? For example, with Nathan and Haley, the chemistry and love you feel coming from you throughout the whole show is crazy. Did it ever get confusing in real life? I'm going to go ahead and tack on a reference to earlier in the show when we were talking about the palpable chemistry between Deb Scott and Keith Scott. Barbara and Craig have such good chemistry.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think this is actually really a good question. So Joy, take it away.
Gina Phillips, by the way. Gina Phillips. Okay. So, I mean, that's why locationships start.
Locationships? Yeah. That's a word?
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's like the most common. I mean, look at all of our favorite people on all of our favorite shows and in some of our favorite films have all dated each other. I mean, I loved, oh my God, Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling when they were together.
That was wish fulfillment.
Remember when they kissed on stage at the MTV Awards and we all were like, The Notebook is real.
It's real.
You know, We've all had our versions of that.
Personally, I feel that the more friction I have with someone off camera, the better it reads on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Look, everyone knows Chad and I in season 1 were like, you know, 2 butting heads. We didn't necessarily agree on anything. And we grew to get along. But in season 1, because our characters were so being thrust together and I was aware of the want for it to be real, like, people want to think it's real. And so I was overcompensating for that. And so I'd be real shitty with Chad all the time.
I guess, you know, for Samantha and so many other people, our job is to create this real world, this real chemistry. And I think, you know, sometimes it turns into something that's actually real in real life. Again, I will never get over Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling kissing at the MTV Awards.
So
no,
cute.
I won't. I loved it. I was a Notebook fan. I loved that relationship. And, you know, obviously not attached to it. It's no longer a thing. But I do think it is funny, man, to know sometimes people who have amazing on-screen chemistry who actually hated each other.
Oh, yeah.
Or vice versa. I've seen people, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, I've seen real life couples try to act together and their chemistry on screen is so flat.
Yeah.
And I think nothing is funnier because in life, yeah. I'm like, no, you guys are cute. But when there's a camera, you get really awkward and you lose it.
That's when Jeff so and I funny. Just did the Here's Negan episode for The Walking yeah. Dead, I had nightmares about it. Like no. I would like wake up in the middle of the night in the weeks leading up to shooting that. And I was like, oh my God, what if it goes wrong? Aww. Like, what if it's bad? And instead we had the best time ever. And it was like great. Super fun. But boy, I'm going to tell you, like leading up to it. And he also had like, you know, been excited about it publicly. Like, oh, my wife's coming to work to play. And like, then I think it dawned on him like, oh no. What if this is bad? We've never done it before. And so wow. now, to Samantha's point, it feels really nice to work with someone who there's like not a boundary. You know what yeah. I mean? Like you can be yeah. as like whatever as you want to be. And so like being able to really kiss your spouse when you're supposed to be in a kissing scene is like, oh yeah. man, we're getting away with something. That's this is fun. Cool.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it snuck up and it was really fun. So yeah, it's a gamble, man. There are some actors out there. Some people can create chemistry with anyone.
Yeah.
yeah.
And other people, it doesn't matter how good looking they are.
No. It's cannot. So true. There's something about just your own personal, like the things that you're attracted to in other humans, and it's friendship chemistry as well. Yeah. And you know, you yeah. just can't, it's hard to force it.
You know what it is, Joy? You've talked about, it's the listening.
Yeah.
Listening as an actor makes you a better lover and it makes you a better friend on camera. And yeah. I think that is the difference. And so yeah. in some of these scenes where like we just kind of smash together and there isn't like a dialogue before, like Sophia, you and like, you know, Brooke and Lucas have had some like talks and then a kiss. And then Haley and Nathan have had some talks and then a kiss. And like Paige just like headbutting people really without any kind of conversation. So it feels a little meh. I want to talk about it.
It does get confusing though. I mean, I think, especially when you work with somebody that long. I mean, for me with James and I always got on really well, but he was a lot younger than me and it mm-hmm. just didn't mm-hmm. really occur to me to have personal romantic feelings for him. But as the show went on and the more time we spent together, I mean, I would totally have like a romantic dream about him and wake up and be like, oh, wow, that was interesting. we're kissing all day. We're like yeah. making out and we're like being all lovey-dovey. Of course, it's going to work your way into its way, totally. Its way into your subconscious.
Yeah.
We never ever got together in real life. And that's honestly probably what kept the chemistry alive on screen for so yeah. long, too. Yeah. Mm.
Boundaries are important.
They are.
You need that yearning. Sweet. Do we have any other questions we want to hit before we do most likely? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We have Corin asking, when do you think the series concept changed from Ravens to OTH, One Tree Hill, OTH? Was the season one promo photo shoot awkward? And at what point did you begin to feel like actual friends and not just coworkers? Oh, wow. We have a lot of questions here.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
Well, it changed. It changed after we shot the pilot, I think.
Yeah, it was just the title. It wasn't the concept. It was just the title.
Yeah, the concept. Well, concept changed a little bit.
Oh, did it?
I mean, it went from being, it was the way it was pitched. And we've talked about this was it was supposed to be like 8 Mile with like the yeah. boy from the wrong side of the track. It's supposed to be like, you know, very gritty drama kind of thing. All the sexy stuff came in as a direct result of the summer launch of the OC. Because it was a smash hit. I mean, it yeah. was everywhere.
Everywhere.
And so we were told, okay, we'll match that. But by the way, I don't know that that's a bad thing because all of a sudden the female characters got a much bigger piece of the pie and yeah. you know
yeah.
screen time and stuff like that. So great, give me more. I'll take it.
Yeah. Season one promo shoot, photo shoot. Oh, the one where we were laying on each other.
Yeah, I was like, is that when they put us in the bed?
Yeah, it was on set. We filmed that, or we shot that on a stage. Photo shoots are always awkward. At that age, it was always awkward because we were all just. We wanted to look great and we were all sort of
you know, all this sort of pitting us against each other was happening, plus just the natural sense of insecurity and jealousy that I think a lot of women feel with young girls feel with each other. And we're in an environment where we were always being compared to each other. And so I think photo shoots definitely got weird in the beginning. I think we eased up after a while, but yeah, it was a little weird. Plus laying everybody on top of each other and being like,
who were we ripping off with that photo shoot? Like, there was another show that
Friends.
Had done.
Uh-huh. Okay. Friends had done like the cover of Rolling Stone or something, all of them in a bed.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so we did it. And then Gossip Girl did it after us. Like everyone has done
every
that
every show
cover.
Has done that cover.
It's so funny. And my actual favorite part of season one was that then to kind of tease us, all the grown-ups did it. So
yeah,
Moira
so great.
And Barbara and Paul and Barry and Craig. Oh,
it was genius.
Yeah,
so
it was
good.
So smart.
So they copied it. And so then there were two posters.
We need to post those. We need
oh
to put that
God.
On our social media because it was genius.
And Craig Sheffer wore a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I just loved it. They were
it
so
great.
Funny about it.
It was so great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the photo shoot itself being weird. What I remember is it was the first time I'd been airbrushed. You know, when I worked at MTV yeah. and they did like VJ photos, they didn't, you know, make us look different than we did, you know?
Yeah.
We looked like we did on TV. But in this photo shoot, you know, we get the pictures back and like my boobs are
oh my
way
God,
bigger.
Whoa, yes.
Me too. Because Joy, you had on a t-shirt and Hillary and I were both in tank tops.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, whose boobs are these?
Beats the heck out of me, man.
Wow.
I've been in A-cup my whole life. That was weird. And then also, I didn't realize in the editing process, you know, if you're taking a group photo and somebody else looks really good and you are making a dumb face, they'll just take your face from a different picture and smack it on there. And so there's one picture of Chad and I sitting on like Lucas's steps where my head is clearly not attached to my body.
Oh my gosh.
I remember being like so personally upset about it. And the note, you know, from all the powers that be are like, honey, nobody cares. And it was so like,
yeah.
Oh, I get it. I'm a thing that we just sell now. Like this is like
yeah.
a Sears catalog, you know, buy it, don't buy it. No one cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the editing process of when your body becomes a thing to buy and sell and like a brand thing.
Ugh.
That was a weird concept.
It was also so weird to me that because there's a thing we get to do where you get the images and you have what they call them kills. You have a certain number of kills you
oh,
can
yeah,
make.
That's right.
And when you're young, they give you barely any. But you can say like, I really hate this picture of me. Please don't use it. But what
yeah.
was always so strange to me was that we couldn't say what our favorite pictures were.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't say, I feel my best in this. Please use one of these 10 images that I like. They just are like, no, we pick we pick you. We sell you. We own your image. We do with your face what we want. And I still find it really weird. But it
I
was
look
certainly
like,
weird then.
Dude, I look like I just farted in every promo picture we have. Because I've always got this look on my face
yeah.
like, huh?
Yeah, I hated our promo pictures. Always
pretty.
The way I looked was so awkward.
Oh
there's one
God.
Of me out there that I see floating around all the time. And I look so sort of angular and mannish. And like, it's too much makeup. There's like a little bit of a... I don't know. It's just, this doesn't work. It always bothers me. That photo. I'll find
it. I know.
And
there's nothing
you.
We can do about them.
There's nothing we can do, but you know what? There's lots of bigger fish to fry in the world. So.
Exactly. It's a champagne problem, I suppose.
Our fans actually make better art for us. Like
yeah.
they do a great job of putting us in our best light. So thank you
they
so
do.
Much.
And by the way, we've been loving your Drama Queens artwork, everybody.
Yes.
It's so fun to see that. And please keep sending us emails. Let us know what you're enjoying about the show, what you want
yeah.
to hear more of. And thank you so much for joining us.
Should we display some fan art for our live event?
Oh yeah,
that's a great
day?
Idea.
Oh yeah,
you guys get it in. We're also excited because we're gonna be together in real life for OTH day. So I can't
yeah.
wait to squeeze you guys.
You too.
Tickets, you know, tickets are on sale. So y'all come hang out with us. We love you.
Come hang, sing along with Gavin DeGraw
and some special guests.
Woo!
Hey, let's spin a wheel before we go.
Yeah. Now we know that we're all most likely to hate our press photos, but let's see what else we might be.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ooh.
Oh, we know this one.
Most likely to win a Grammy.
Joy.
Yes. Most likely to win a Grammy is none other than Haley Jade Scott. Bethany Jones.
Right. That's right.
Yes, girl.
Girl, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do it. How do we do that? I mean, honestly, we know it's like a game. We know there's like record labels that like take people out to lunch and stuff like that. Like, I'll buy whoever lunch. For you to win a Grammy. I'm into it.
I'm in. I'm so in. Well, okay. I just had a meeting with a record label last week, actually, to talk about doing a country record. And there's some things brewing. There's some things brewing with music.
I've got a tambourine if you need some backup.
Yes, I do.
Say the word. Sweet. Well, aww. You guys, this episode was traumatic across the board. I'm glad we went through it together.
Well, next week is episode 13, Hanging by a Moment. Hanging by a moment.
There's that Grammy.
Hey, baby. February 10th, 2004. On their way to drive Karen home from the airport. Karen's back. Keith and Lucas collide with an oncoming vehicle. More crashes, leaving Lucas unconscious and fighting for his life. Drama, drama, drama. Dun, dun, dun.
Drama queens.
Okay, guys.
Bye. We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, It is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.